We thank the Lord that the hymn we just sung a moment ago, moment by moment,
感谢主，我们刚刚唱的诗歌时时刻刻
is the Lord's love that he keeps us.
是主的爱保守我们
is also the life from heaven above, moment by moment.
也是从上头来的生命来扶持我们
Also the very end, this hymn remind us, moment, looking to Jesus till glory does shine.
这首诗歌末了也提醒我们，我们时时刻刻仰望主，直到荣耀降临。
This is consistently our burden, our prayer unto the Lord.
这一直是我们向着主的祷告。
In the very beginning of our Lord's table worship,
在我们饼杯开始的时候。
Our brother mentioned about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们的弟兄提到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》
The Lord sanctify us wholly, spirit, soul, and body.
主耶稣在灵魂体中都使我们成圣。
So that he can present us holy and blameless before the Lord.
他能够把我们毫无瑕疵的奉献给神。
So this is also my burden this morning to share with the brothers and sisters.
这也是今天早晨我要和弟兄交通的负担。
Let's look at the scripture from Genesis chapter 3.
我们看创世纪第三章。
Chapter 3, Genesis, verse 9.
创世纪第三章第九节。
Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you?
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
So from the beginning, very beginning, the Lord has been looking for fellowship with man.
从起初，神就在寻找与人有交通。
He created man for this particular purpose.
他为了这个旨意创造了人。
But unfortunately, in this chapter, chapter 3 of Genesis, it mentioned about the falling of man.
但很不幸的，在第三章就讲到人的堕落。
Then in verse 8 of this chapter, it mentioned that Adam and Eve, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Then the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of Garden.
在第三章第八节说，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
So in this particular verse, we find out the Lord is looking for fellowship with man.
在这节圣经中，我们就看到神在寻找与人有交通。
But when Adam and Eve partook from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and sin entered into their hearts.
但是当亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子，罪就进到人的里面。
When God warned them that if you eat that fruit, you will die.
神警告他们，你若吃了那树的果子，你们就必死。
So here is the spiritual death.
这里就是属灵的死亡。
That means their spirit is dead.
就是说他们的灵就死了。
So they hid themselves from the Lord, from the presence of the Lord.
他们就隐藏自己，从神的同在中隐藏自己。
So one time I heard brother mention about the definition of sin. One of the aspects of sin is the separation from the Lord.
有一次我听到有位弟兄讲到罪，就是有罪的一方面就是与神隔绝。
So here we see that the Lord from the very beginning desire to have fellowship with man.
我们就看到从起初神就乐意与神有交通。
So in this morning, we come to the Lord. Maybe we can share from the Old Testament how the Lord used a few of his vessels to allow us to see that what is in his heart.
我们就今天早晨我们就从旧约里头来看，神使用了他的器皿来如何来显明他的心意。
In Second Chronicle, chapter 16, verse 9, mentioned the Lord's eye looked to and fro throughout the earth, that he can strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
在历代志下十六章九节那里说到，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
So this speaks of the Lord's heart.
这里就讲到神的心意。
In the New Testament, under the New Covenant, we also see that the Lord Jesus, his finished work on the cross, this finished work in us.
在新约，我们在新约之下，我们也看到主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。成就在我们的里面。
We understand that his resurrection life imparted to us.
我们知道他复活的生命分赐给我们。
The work of the Holy Spirit sanctify us.
圣灵的工作使我们成圣。
And we can enter into the Holy of Holies to commune with him.
我们可以进入至圣所与他相交。
And finally, he is doing the transforming work for us to become the sons of God.
最后他在我们做改变的工作，叫我们成为神的儿子。
In the Old Testament time, we can also see the Lord's work among his people.
在旧约时代，我们也可以看到神在他的子民中间的工作。
This morning, may we just use this time to look into four characters in the Old Testament.
这段时间我们就来看旧约中四个人物。
And to see how the Lord used these four characters in his calling.
看神如何呼召这四个人。
Particularly so-called double calling.
特别要来看神两次呼唤他们的名字。
So here we will look into the life of Abraham, the life of Moses, and then Samuel and Jacob.
我们就要看亚伯拉罕摩西萨摩尔和雅各。
Maybe from the life of Abraham, Moses, Samuel, and Jacob, we see what was in the Lord's heart in the Old Testament time.
从亚伯拉罕、摩西、萨摩尔和雅各，我们就看到神在旧约里头向着神的心意，向着人的心意。
First, look at the Genesis chapter 22.
我们来先看创世纪二十六章。
二十二章。Genesis.
创世纪二十二章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
22:11. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, and Abraham." And he said, "Here I am."
耶和华的使者从天上呼召他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说我在这里。
In this particular chapter mentioned about the testing of Abraham.
在这章圣经里讲到神试验亚伯拉罕。
The Lord told Abraham, take your only son, Isaac, and to offer him on Mount Moriah.
神告诉亚伯拉罕说，带着你独生的儿子以撒，带他到摩利亚山上献他为祭。
So this verse 4 of chapter 22, on the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance.
在第四节说，到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
So it took Abraham travel from Philistine's land to Mount Moriah. It's not a long distance, but it took Abraham 3 days to get there.
所以亚伯拉罕从摩利亚到从非利士到摩利亚山，一共有三天的路程，这不是很短的路程。
It's not a long distance.
不是很长的路程。
But he travels slowly and thinking and meditate on this matter of obedience and the trust in the Lord.
他却这不是很长的路程，但是他走得很缓慢，因为他在思想顺服神，还有信靠神。
We recall this Genesis chapter 17, the Lord's revelation to Abraham.
我们记得在在创世纪十七章，耶和华向亚伯拉罕显现。
The Lord told Abraham, at that time his name was Abraham. He said, "Your name shall not be Abram, but Abraham." So the meaning of Abraham is the father of multitude of nations.
在那里，神耶和华就向亚伯拉罕说，他的名字原来叫亚伯兰，你的名字不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕就是多国之父。
So he, of course, Abraham recognized he is going to have a son. Then through his son, that the multitude of nations will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕知道他会有个儿子，然后因着他的儿子，万国都会蒙福。
Now here comes the word from the Lord to sacrifice your only son Isaac.
在这里主却告诉他要他献以撒为祭。
Is the heart of Abraham meditate on this matter of obedience?
亚伯拉罕的心就在默想顺服。
So here we can see what was in the heart of Abraham at that moment.
我们就看见在亚伯拉罕的心里所想的。
In verse 5 of this chapter, Abraham told two of his young servants.
在第五节，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说。
He said, "You stay here. I will take with the donkey, and I will take the lad. That means the boy, and to go to the place where we will worship and return."
亚伯拉罕说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
Then, upon getting to the destination, then Isaac asked the father.
当他们到了以后，以撒就问他的父亲。
He said, "We have the wood, we have the fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
我们有木，我们有火，但燔祭的祭牲在哪里？
Abraham's then verse 8. Abraham said, "God will provide for Himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son."
第八节，神必自己预备做燔羊的羊羔，做燔祭的羊羔。
So here, we can find out the heart of Abraham from book of Hebrew.
我们从希伯来书可以看到亚伯拉罕的心思。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 19.
希伯来书十一章十九节。
He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead.From which he also received him back as a type.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
So here we see that in Abraham's mind, through that 3 days, what was his mind actually on this matter of resurrection?
我们就看见在这三天中亚伯拉罕他心中所思想的这关乎复活的事。
If it's an earthly person, he may think about this is a time God wants us to bury my son or collect something from my son and he's going to die.
如果是属世的人一定觉得神要我在这里埋葬了我的儿子。
I recall 27 years agoIn our gathering in New Jersey, a brother at the time was 53 years old. He passed away.
我记得27年前在我们新泽西的聚会，有位53岁的弟兄过世了。
Then afterwards, I visited his father. His father was about 80 years old.
后来我去探望他的父亲，他的父亲80岁。
His father told me, he said, "Little brother, let me tell you, the most tragic things happen in a person. In Chinese tradition, there are three."
那位老弟兄就告诉我，年轻的弟兄啊，在中国人有三件事是最悲惨的。
When your father pass away when you're little.
第一就是你的，当你很小的时候，你父亲过世了。
The second tragic thing is, in the middle age, you lost your wife.
再第二就是你中年的时候，你的妻子过世。
The third most tragic thing is when you are old, you bury your son.
第三就是你老年的时候，你埋葬你的儿子。
So for Abraham, he walked the heavenly way.
亚伯拉罕他走的是属天的道路。
So he could recognize this matter of resurrection.
因此他知道复活的事。
So for us, we thank the Lord.
对我们感谢主。
God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
As a God of Abraham, the God of Father, He sent His Son not only to become the Son of God, also the Son of Man.
作为亚伯拉罕的神，就是父神，他差遣他的儿子做神子，也做人子。
As a Son of Man, our Lord Jesus sacrificed Himself on the cross for us.
作为人子，主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
He nailed our sins on the cross, and He buried our sin.
他把我们的罪钉在十字架上，他也埋葬了我们的罪。
And thank the Lord, through the resurrection, we gain resurrection life, the life of the Lord Jesus, the life from above.
我们感谢主，借着主耶稣基督，我们与主一同复活，我们得到主复活的生命，就是属天的生命。
This is the beginning of our Christian walk.
这是我们基督徒旅程的开始。
That is a life of resurrection.
就是复活的生命。
So when our Lord called Abraham and Abraham, that our Lord desired to give us the lesson of resurrection to trust in Him.
当主呼召亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。 主就叫我们学到这个功课，叫我们能够信靠他，得到复活的生命。
Then let's turn to Exodus, look at the Moses.
我们再翻到出埃及记来看摩西。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Verse 4.
第三章第四节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 4. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am.
出埃及记第三章第四节，耶和华神叫他过去看，就从荆棘里呼叫摩西，摩西，摩西，摩西，他说，我在这里。
So here, Moses was at age about 80 years old.
在这里摩西已经80岁了。
He's no longer a trained commander.
他已经不再是一个首领。
He's a shepherd.
他是牧羊人。
The Lord called him to deliver Israelites from Egypt.
主呼召摩西把以色列人从埃及领出来。
But the calling is kind of strange.
但这个呼召有点奇特。
See, the calling, the Lord appeared in a burning thorn bush.
耶和华在荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。
My version of the Bible is just talk about bush.
我的圣经里头就讲到荆棘。
But Darby version call it thorn bush.
在达比圣经里头是讲到荆棘。
A thorn bush in the wilderness is quite common. When it burns, it will be consumed.
在旷野里，荆棘是很普遍的。当它燃烧了以后，就被烧尽了。
But this calling, the Lord appeared in the thorn bush, but the bush was burning, but without being consumed.
在这里，火烧着了荆棘，但却没有被烧坏。
That's why Moses was wondering, what has happened to this burning bush?
因此摩西就在怀疑这荆棘发生了什么事。
So the Lord showed himself to Moses.
因此耶和华就向摩西显现。
You know, brothers and sisters, we are like that thorn bush.
弟兄姊妹，我们就像那荆棘。
Quite common.
我们是很普遍的，很普通的。
But the amazing thing is the fire.
但是很奇特的就是那火。
Israelites or Moses or us, is just like that thorn bush.
以色列人或是我们，我们就像那荆棘。
But the fire is the Lord.
但火就是主。
So here we see that the fire represents the Holy Spirit.
我们就看到火就是代表圣灵。
To refine us.
要炼净我们。
So here, Moses himself, as we recognize, he's just a shepherd.
这里摩西他只是个牧羊人。
The Lord said, "You go to Egypt and deliver Israelites out of Egypt."
耶和华就说，你去，你把以色列人从埃及地领出来。
He was persistently saying, "No, no, Lord, I cannot do it."
他就不断地说，不，主，我不能做。
So in next chapter 4, and we see how the Lord convinced Moses to go.
在第四章我们就看到主耶和华如何说服了摩西。
We can also see the work of the Holy Spirit in Moses' heart.
我们也看到圣灵在摩西的心中的工作。
So here, Moses said, "Well, I cannot do it." The Lord said to him, verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2, Exodus. Lord said, "What is that in your hand?"
这里摩西本来说他不能，第二节说，耶和华对摩西说，你手里是什么？
Moses still resists the challenge, but the Lord said, "What is that in your hand?"
摩西不断地拒绝神的挑战。耶和华就对摩西说，你手里拿的是什么？
Therefore, our Lord showed Moses three signs.
然后耶和华就向摩西行了三个神迹。
Moses said, "This is just a staff."
摩西说这是个杖。
The Lord said, "Throw the staff on the ground."
耶和华说你把这杖丢在地上。
And it became a serpent.
杖就变成了蛇。
And then the Lord said, You grasp by the tail.
然后主说你就抓起这蛇的尾巴。
And it became a staff again.
那这蛇又变成了杖。
You know in Psalm 23 mentioned about his staff and his rod comfort me.
你记得在诗篇23篇说他的杖他的竿都安慰我。
Staff represents authority.
杖就表明了权柄。
And the Lord's desire is to allow us to his servant, bond servants, to receive the delegated authority.
神要把他的权柄分赐给他的仆人。
So here, the first sign is Moses can receive his delegated authority from the Lord.
这里第一个神迹就说到摩西他可以得到神所赐给他的权柄。
The second sign the Lord asked Moses to do is to put his arm into his bosom.
第二个神迹就是神叫摩西把手伸入怀中。
When he pulled out, it became leprous.
当他手伸出来的时候，就得了大麻风。
Then he asked him to put it back again.
然后叫他再把手再伸回去。
And then pulled out, it was restored.
再伸出来，大麻风手就复原了。
What it tells us is we are just like a leprous.
这里就说到，我们就像大麻风病人。
Moses, you may be a shepherd, but you can be a leader.
摩西，你虽然是个牧羊人，但是你可以做领袖。
The work of the cross not only deal with us, it also deal with our sin nature.
十字架上的工作不但对付我们，也对付我们的罪性。
So the second time Moses pulled his arm out was completely restored.
因此第二次摩西把手伸出来的时候，他的大麻风手就完全复原了。
So here tells us the cross work on our sin nature.
这也就说到十字架能够对付我们的罪性。
The third sign the Lord gave to Moses was
第三个神迹。
He asked Moses, "If they still don't believe you, you go to when you go to Egypt, take water from the Nile."
耶和华说，如果他们还不信你，你就到埃及把尼罗河的水拿出一些来。
Then you pour water onto the ground.
然后你把水倒在旱地上。
It will become blood.
水就会变成血。
Water represents life.
水就代表生命。
I recall in 1998, after I had a business trip in Saudi Arabia, afterwards we had an excursion to go to Egypt to have fun.
我记得1998年我到埃及出差，然后我们就到我到阿拉伯出差，然后我们到埃及去旅游。
So, one street I recall very vividly. One street on the one side is all green.
我记得有一条街就是完全是绿色的。
On the other side is all desert.
另一边就是沙漠。
On the green side, this part is maybe just a couple miles from the river Nile.
这绿色的这一边就离尼罗河不远。
So you see here, wherever there's water, there's a life.
我们就看到有水的地方就有生命。
The other side of the street is death.
另一边就是死亡。
Okay. Now the water Moses poured and then poured to the ground, it became blood.
当摩西把水倒在旱地上，就变成血。
When the blood is in the flesh, that represents life.
在肉身里的血就代表生命。
So when the blood poured to the ground becomes separated from the flesh, that is death.
当血倒在地上与生命分开了，就变成死就成为死亡。
So we thank the Lord. The third sign, the Lord asked Moses, trust the life in the Lord.
第三个神迹，耶和华就告诉摩西要信靠神。
So from this, we have to ask ourselves. The Lord asked Moses, what is that in your hand?
这里，耶和华就问摩西，你手里是什么？
Likewise, the Lord will ask us, What has the Lord entrusted to us?
同样的，主也会问我们，主所交托给我们的是什么？
In Colossians, we learn that he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
在哥罗西书说，主把我们从黑暗的权势拯救出来，把我们迁到爱子的国度。
In 2 Peter chapter 1, it also mentioned about His divine power has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
在彼得前书那里，在彼得后书那里也讲到神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们。
Through the true knowledge of Him.
借以我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Yeah, he called us into his glory and excellence. So here we see that our Lord will ask us, what is that in your hand?
这里我们就看到主会问我们，你手里的是什么？
The sanctification work, the all work of the Holy Spirit is represented here by the calling of Moses.
在成圣在这里，成圣的功能就是在这里借着摩西来向我们显明。
The Lord has equipped us for this service.
主已经为着他的职事装备了我们。
So here we can look into the next one.
这里我们再看到下面一点。
The calling of Samuel.
撒母耳的呼召。
That is in 1 Samuel.
在撒母耳记上，第三章，
verse 10，
第十节。
Then the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel said, Speak.For your servant is listening.
耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说：“撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊！”撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”
Samuel came at the time when the light of the Lord, the lamp of the light of the Lord, is became quite dim.
当撒母耳来的时候，那个时候神的光已经微弱了。
But the Lord, through Samuel's mother, Hannah, and pray unto the Lord.
但 主就借着撒母耳的母亲哈拿向主祷告说
She asked for a son.
她求一个儿子。
The Lord promised him.
主就应许她。
She also prayed and vowed to give this son unto the Lord.
她也许了愿要把这儿子归给主。
As Nazarite for his whole life.
她一生都要做拿细耳人。
So in chapter 2, verse 18 mentions Samuel was ministering before the Lord as a boy wearing a linen ephod.
因此在十一节这里说撒母耳还是孩子的时候穿着细麻布的以弗德侍立在耶和华的面前。
So we look at the life of Samuel and then where was Samuel when our Lord called him?
我们看撒母耳的一生，当主呼召他的时候，撒母耳在哪里？
He was next to the ark.
他在约柜的旁边。
While Eli was at his home.
而以利却在他的家里。
So this is interesting, the calling of Samuel.
所以撒母耳的呼召是很有意思的。
Samuel's calling is for us to learn is about the life in the Holy of Holies.
撒母耳的生命就叫我们学习到在至圣所里的生活。
So we thank the Lord. In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
我们感谢主在希伯来书第十章十九跟二十节。
Let's read together Hebrew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
希伯来书。
Therefore, 10:19.
第十章十九二十节。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh.
希伯来书十章十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
So we thank the Lord. The stages of our Christian walk is begin with the resurrection life, the sanctification here, the life of in the Holy of Holies.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们基督徒生命的阶段是开始于复活的生命，然后是成圣的生命，然后这里是至圣所里的生命。
You might think that's it.
你也许觉得说这就是全部了。
But here we need to look into the life of Jacob.
但这里我们还要看到雅各的生命。
Or double calling for Jacob.
就是向着雅各两次的呼召。
Here in the book of Genesis, I think it's 46. Genesis 46,
创世纪四十六章,
verse 2.
第二节,
God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob.
夜间神在异象中对以色列说雅各雅各。
So here we have to understand what it was in Jacob's mind.
这里我们必须知道雅各的心思。
Joseph sent chariot to bring his father, his family to Egypt.
雅各送了约瑟送了车辆去接他的父亲雅各到埃及。
To Jacob is kind of afraid. He was afraid this kind of event.
对雅各来说，他很害怕这样的事。
When he was a little, he lived with Isaac and Abraham.
当他年幼的时候，他和以撒和亚伯拉罕同住。
Abraham must have told him, Egypt is a place you should never go to.
亚伯拉罕一定告诉他，埃及是一个你不可以去的地方。
I made a big mistake there.
我在那里犯了大错。
So Jacob was afraid.
因此雅各很惧怕。
So here, verse 3 of chapter 46 of Genesis, the Lord said I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt.
第三节，神说，我是神，就是你父亲的神。你下埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。我要同你下埃及去，也必定将你带上来。
So in Jacob's life, the Lord assured him, well, you need to go to Egypt.
在雅各的生命中，耶和华向他保证你一定要去埃及。
Here in the life of Jacob, many times we heard about the life of Jacob. Most important event is recorded in chapter 32.
在雅各的生命，我们可以看到在第三十二章。
Chapter 32 recorded Jacob wrestle with the Lord.
三十二章记载了雅各与神摔跤。
Brothers and sisters, it was probably around maybe 25 years ago. A young brother, he was in high school.
弟兄姊妹，在二十五年前，有一位年轻的弟兄在高中。
I asked him, "How come you had a flu?"
我问他你怎么会有感冒啊？
And he said, well, I was in the wrestling team.
他说我是在摔跤队。
You know, he explained to me what is wrestling. He said, well, when you wrestle with person, you inhale what he exhales.
他就向我解释什么是摔跤。当你与人摔跤的时候，你就吸进他所呼出的气。
It's so close, if two and two, so close, face to face, you wrestle with him.
当你在摔跤的时候，你跟他这么近，你是面对面对着他。
The person has a virus, you get it.
如果那个人有滤过性毒，你也得到了。
So here, Jacob wrestled with the Lord.
在这里，雅各与神摔跤。
He was face to face, so close with the Lord.
他与神面对面。
The Lord asked him, what is your name?
耶和华就问他，你的名字是什么？
He said, I'm a deceiver.
他说，我是个欺骗人的。
That means I'm Jacob.
他说我是雅各。
The Lord said, "Your name shall not be called Jacob. Your name shall be called Israel."
耶和华说，你的名字不再叫雅各，
Israel,
你的名字叫以色列。
Israel means wrestle, strive with the Lord.
以色列就是与神摔跤。
Or the Prince of God.
或是神的王子。
So here, also chapter 35, when when Jacob moved, the Lord told him to go to Bethel.
在三十五节这里
chapter
35在三十五章这里神就叫雅各到伯特利。
The second time the Lord said your name shall be called Israel.
主就第二次说你的名字要叫以色列。
The name is very important. Sometimes recorded in the Bible, particularly Jacob recorded in the Bible, we can seeWhat situation he was away, a little bit away from the Lord, and under what situation he is in the Lord's heart.
在从雅各的在圣经里头记载雅各的名字，我们就可以看到他什么时候远离主，他们什么时候是在主的心意中。
In chapter 48, verse 2.
在48章第二节。
It says, when it was told to Jacob, behold, your son Joseph.Has come to you, Israel, collect his strength and set up in the bed.
有人告诉雅各说，请看，你儿子约瑟到你这里来了。以色列就勉强在床上坐起来。
In Hebrew 11 mentioned about the cloud of witnesses when it described Jacob.
在希伯来书十一章讲到云彩般的见证人里头讲到雅各。
When talk about Jacob, it mentioned about he.At his old age, he leaned on his staff and blessed Joseph's son.
他讲到他在年迈的时候，他就扶着杖头敬拜神，而祝福了约瑟的儿子。
So when in chapter 48 of Genesis, verse 3, Jacob said to Joseph and gave a little bit of speech about his past.
当在 这里讲到雅各向约瑟的向约瑟说话，他就说到他的过去。
So Jacob mentioned to Joseph, the Lord appeared to him. It from the description, it seemed to be quite in the Lord's heart.
雅各就告诉约瑟说，神向他显现，看起来他是这是在神的心意中。
But when they come to verse 7 of 48, chapter 48, mentioned about Rachel.
但是在48章的第7节，这里都讲到拉结。
So it appears that what was though we walk with the Lord through different stages, but often our self life still manifested in our conversation, even with the Lord.
我们就看到，当我们与主同行的时候，我们的己生命还是常常会显出来，甚至我们在主的面前。
Then verse 8 of chapter 48 mentioned when Israel saw Joseph's son, he said, "Who are these?"
第八节说，以色列看见约瑟的两个儿子，就说：“这是谁？”
That remind Israel or Jacob the purpose of Joseph's coming or the Lord's purpose.
这里就提醒了以色列他主来的目的。
So when for this calling of Joseph, we learn what is the matter of transformation.
所以从雅各的呼召，我们就学习到了。神改变我们。
The song moment by moment remind us looking to Jesus until the glory does shine.
我们刚才唱的那一首时时刻刻这首诗歌就提醒我们仰望耶稣直到荣耀显现。
So we thank the Lord that He called us with His holy calling, high calling, and the heavenly calling.
我们感谢主，他用他的圣洁的呼召，用这属天的呼召来呼召我们。
This calling recorded in the Old Testament tells us he grant us his resurrection life.
在旧约里头所记载的呼召，就让我们看到他赐给我们复活的生命。
He also remind us what is not in your hand. That means he equipped us with his Holy Spirit to train us for this.Sanctification.
他也问我们，你手中拿的是什么？再来提醒我们，他的呼召是成圣的呼召。
Through the calling of Samuel, we thank the Lord. He allowed us to enter by the blood of Jesus, enter into the Holy of Holies to have the life of holiness.
借着撒母耳的呼召，我们就看到。主要呼召我们进入至圣所，能有这圣洁的生命。
Then Jacob's life story tells us the Lord's desire is transformation for us.
而雅各就叫我们看见神的旨意是要叫我们的生命能改变。
The Lord never promised us that He will eradicate the self life from us.
神从来没有应许我们要把我们里面己生命除去。
His promise is trusting Him, He will guide us through.
他的应许是要信靠他，他会带领我们到底。
This is the transformation the Lord promised for us.
就是主应许我们的改变的生命。
We thank the Lord.
感谢主。
感谢我们的主开始把这个担放在我们弟兄的心里。
We thank the Lord for having placed this burden in our brother's heart.
每 次站在这里都非常的紧张。
Every time when I'm standing on the pulpit, I'm very nervous.
我想我们弟兄假如把时间讲完了，我就不用上了。
I was thinking if Brother Tyson took up the whole time, I don't even have to be here.
我想我们开我在分享前，我们还是我为大家读几节经文。
Before I start to share, I'd like to read a few passages from the Bible to you.
第一处是在出埃及记第十七章第八节。
First Exodus 17 verse 8.
他那里说，那时亚玛利人来到利非丁和以色列人征战，摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战。
Exodus 17:8-9. Then Amalek came and fought against Israel in Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek.
24:13, 摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。
Exodus 24:13. So Moses arose with Joshua, his attendant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
33:11, 摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
Exodus 33:11. Moses returned to the camp.His servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent.
接下来是约书亚记第一章第一节第二节，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' attendant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, to the sons of Israel.
24:29, 这些事以后，耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。
Joshua 24:29. And it came about after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old.
最后一处也是我们弟兄一开始为我们念过，在创世纪第三章第九节，那时耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”
Finally, as our brother has also read to us earlier, Genesis 3:9. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you?
我们的弟兄开始用旧约中的例子来讲到神的呼召。
Our brother used examples from the Old Testament to describe the calling of God.
同时我们也很清楚，在新约中，神对我们每个人也有一个呼召。
We're also very clear that God has a calling to us in the New Testament.
其实也是一个同样的呼召。
It is also the same calling.
其实很简单，主来呼召门徒来跟从他。
Simply put, God is calling disciples to follow him.
主呼召门徒来跟从他。
God calls disciples to follow him.
其实门徒一个词有一个意思，就是一个学习的人。
There's a meaning to the word disciple, which is someone who is learning.
这个学习的人不仅是一般学习知识的人，而且要把所学的用出来。
This is a group of people who are not just learning knowledge, they're trying to apply what they've learned.
所以严格来说，门徒不仅仅是学生，也是学徒。
So strictly speaking, disciples are not just students, they're also apprentices.
在我们在圣经里，我们看到主耶稣在另外一处地方，他说到被招的人多，选上的人少。
In another part of the Bible, Jesus told us, "For many are called, but few are chosen."
我们每一个门得救、重生、有生命的人，都是门招来做门徒。
Every single one of us who have been saved by grace, who have been born again, we all have to be called to be a disciple.
我想这个是没有任何问题的。
This is not a question in our mind.
但我们每一个门招的人是否都能够被选上。
However, does every single one who has been called, will every single one of those people be chosen?
因为主要把他的见证他自己托付给那些能被他选上的人。
Because the Lord wants to entrust his testimony, even himself, to the people whom he has chosen.
如果我们是一个真正愿意跟随主的门徒，是关心主的见证的基督徒的话，
If we are a disciple who cares about his testimony, who wants to follow him,
我们就会来问，我们怎么样子能够来被主选上，成为一个能受主托付的人？
Then we would ask this question, how can we become the person who would be chosen by the Lord and to follow him?
我想这取决于我们是否愿意来到主面前来学习。
I think this all depends on whether we want to come before him to learn.
在基督的学校里来学习。
We need to learn in the school of Christ.
在基督里愿意接受训练，成为一个合主心意的门徒。
We need to be willing to be trained in the school of Christ so that we can be a disciple after the Lord's own heart.
我们知道我们学习的这学校就是基督的学校。
We know that the school that we're learning is the school of Christ.
我们知道这个学校的老师就是我们的基督。
We know that the teacher in the school is our Christ.
所以接下来我们很自然的就会来看我们这个学校里的学生是怎么样。
Then naturally we would see what the students in the school are like.
不是说我们上了好的学校，有了好的老师，我们就一定能学。
It's not necessarily true that if you go to a good school and you have good teachers, then you would learn very well.
那我们要思想，我们作为一个学生，或者作为要做一个好学生，最重要的是什么？
So we need to think about the question, what is it, does it take to be a good student?
我有一次问我上小学的孩子。
So one time I asked my child who is in elementary school.
他想了一下说，他说最重要的是要聪明，是要 smart.
So my child said to me, the most important thing to be a good student is to be smart.
因为在世人的眼中，这个是一个不错的答案，因为世上的学校都是要来选那些聪明的学生。
This is an answer that is not so bad in the world standard because in the schools in the world, they are all trying to choose smart students.
但我们的主不是这样。
However, our Lord is not like this.
因为我们的主所选的按照肉体有智慧的不多。
Because the Lord has chosen people who, not many who are wise in their flesh.
有能力的，有尊贵的也不多。
Not many mighty, not many noble.
他拣选了世上愚拙的，拣选了世上软弱的，也拣选了世上卑贱的。
He has chosen the weak things of the world, the base things of the world, and the despised.
我们都很熟悉主在地上所召的门徒当中，有不少是打鱼的。
We're all very familiar with the fact that a lot of the people that the Lord has called were fishermen.
也有税吏，也有激进的好战的。
Tax collectors, radicals, people were just going out to pick a fight.
用世人的眼光看，这些人他们不仅智商，他们情商都不高。
They are they don't have very high IQ nor high EQ.
但是我们是基督学校里的学生，我们都要来承认，我们都是软弱的，都是贫穷的，都是无有的。
But we as students in the school of Christ, we have to acknowledge that we are weak, poor, and we are nothing.
我们要知道，在基督的学校里是没有天才的。
We need to know that there are no prodigies in the school of Christ.
我们都要来承认。就像那小孩子一样，连最基本的吃饭和睡觉都要来学习。
We all have to admit that we're like young children. We have to learn from the basic steps such as eating and going to sleep.
能够好使我们在主里面能够健康的成长。
So that we can grow up healthy in the Lord.
所以我们的问题不是学校好不好，不是老师好不好。
So our question is not whether the school is good or not, or whether the teacher is good or not.
也不是我们有没有这样的需要。
It is also not whether we have the need to learn.
我们的问题是我们有没有在基督的学校里好好学习。
Our issue is whether we are learning well in the school of Christ.
我们是不是很多的时候我们是混在基督的学校里。
A lot of times we're just cruising in the school of Christ.
我们一方面出了埃及，但另外一方面我们却进不了迦南美地。
On one hand, we have left Egypt. On the other hand, we have not been able to enter into the beautiful land of Canaan.
我们是不是在主里面浪费了许多的光阴？
Haven't we squandered away a lot of time in the Lord?
使我们的日子不没有被神来数算。
So that our days have not been numbered by God.
或者在那一天，神说我们的这日子在他眼中是旷课的日子。
So all those days in the eyes of God are absent days.
下面我们要从旧约人物约书亚身上来学习，来看怎么样子在基督的学校里做学生。
Next, we need to use the character of Joshua in the Old Testament to figure out how we can be a student in the school of Christ.
说到约书亚，其实我们大家都很熟悉。
We're all familiar with Joshua.
啊，我们不少基督徒的家中都会挂着或者摆着他说过的一句话。
A lot of our houses, as Christians, we have this plaque that for the sentence that he has uttered.
我想大家都会背，就是说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
I think we all know how to memorize this. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是约书亚在他晚年属灵最高峰的时候所说的一句话。
This is a sentence that Joshua uttered at the apex in his spiritual life.
我们要知道，约书亚是经过许多年的学习。经过许多年完全隐藏的学习。
We have to know that Joshua has gone through years and years of learning, and the learning is in the hidden.
下面我们要从约书亚身上的几个品质来看如何做一个在基督里学习的人。
We need to look at the qualities of Joshua to know and understand what it is to be a serious student in Christ.
在约书亚身上一个重要和宝贵的品质就是他有一颗一直愿意和认真学习的心。
There's a very important and precious quality in the life of Joshua is that he has a heart that wants to continuously learn in the Lord.
圣经中提到约书亚时用的最多的一个称谓就是摩西的帮手。
In all the most of the references in the Bible about Joshua, it is about Joshua being the attendant of Moses.
帮手的意思就是侍从，所以约书亚是其实是摩西的仆人。
So, to be an attendant is somebody who is attending him, and therefore Joshua is Moses' servant.
差不多从以色列人出埃及开始，约书亚就是摩西的帮手，他的仆人。
So from about the time when the Israelites left Egypt, Joshua was Moses' attendant and servant.
一直到摩西离世，约书亚一直是摩西的帮手或者仆人，这四十多年都没有变过。
So for 40 years, Joshua continued to be Moses' servant and attendant, and this has not changed until Moses left the world.
甚至当约书亚开始带领以色列百姓进迦南的时候，耶和华仍称约书亚为摩西的帮手。
Until the time, even when Moses was leading the Israelites into Canaan, God still called Joshua the attendant of Moses.
约书亚就像摩西一样，他在旷野受到神的训练，有四十年之久服在摩西的手下，作为他的帮手。
Just like Moses, Joshua was also trained in the wilderness for 40 years, and he was an attendant of Moses for 40 years.
当摩西在西乃山上四十昼夜的时候，约书亚学习就在耐心在山上等候摩西。
When Moses was in Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, Joshua learned the lesson of patience and he was waiting on the mountain for Moses.
当摩西离开会幕回到营中去的时候，约书亚他就一个人不离开会幕守在那里。
When Moses left the tent of meeting to the camp, Joshua was still guarding the tent of meeting by himself.
这是我们每一个在基督学校里学习的人要有的品格。
This is a characteristic that each one of us who is learning in the school of Christ need to possess.
神许多时候把我们放在一个非常枯燥、简单、重复的环境当中。
Sometimes God put us in a very monotonous and repetitious condition.
日复一日，甚至年复一年的做一些看似非常简单、琐碎的事情。
And year after year, day after day, we do something that looks like very simple and very trivial.
我们是不是有一个仆人的心，能够愿意服在神的手下，认真的学习
？However, do we have a heart of the servant and submit ourselves to the hands of God to seriously study?
还是我们对这些所谓的小事，我们可能就随随便便
？Or do we take it very lightly of seemingly small things?
这些事可能不仅是我们长期的，往往我们很多事情也是隐藏的。
And all these small things could take a long time, and a lot of times they're hidden.
我们应该把这每一次当做我们的第一次。
Every time we do those small things, we need to treat them as if these are our first time to do these small things.
其实我们每一次都是一次学习的机会。
Because every time is a chance, an opportunity for us to learn.
正因为约书亚他有一颗一直愿意和认真学习的心，他就学到了顺服和谦卑的功课。
Because Joshua has this heart desiring to learn and he is a serious student, therefore he learned the lesson of submission and humility.
因为最后在攻打耶利哥的时候，他就能够带领以色列的百姓顺服主的带领，耐心的绕城七天。
Therefore, in the battle of Jericho, he could patiently let the people of Israel around the city 7 days and submit under the leading of the Lord.
当他看到耶和华军队的元帅的时候，他就能匍匐在地下拜。
And when he saw the captain of the host of the Lord God, he could fall down.
他就能够照着耶和华的吩咐，把脚上的鞋能够脱下来。
He could also follow the commandments of God, and he would take off his sandals from his feet.
约书亚所显出的他的顺服跟谦卑的这样一个品格，是在许多年在旷野做摩西的帮手时学来的。
These qualities of Joshua, of being submissive and being humble, he has learned it from Moses for 40 years in the wilderness.
同样，我们如果要学习顺服主、顺服圣灵的功课的时候，我们就要有一个仆人的灵。
Likewise, if we want to have this lesson of being submissive to the Lord and be humble, we have to be a spirit of the servant.
不是认为我们已经学够了，我们已经学会了，而是甘愿。在主给我们的环境的当中
It's not that we can say we've learned enough or we've already gotten it, but we're willing to put ourselves in the circumstances that God has allowed to put us in.
而是年复一年，日复一日的不断的学习，在主的里面。
Year after year, day after day, we submit ourselves to the hands of the Lord and we learn.
第二点，我们在学习上。约书亚他有一颗愿意吃亏的心。
Secondly, we need to learn from Joshua that he's willing to get the shorter end of the stick.
因为我们这记得圣经中第一次提到约书亚的时候，是以色列的百姓出埃及后没有多久。
The first time Joshua was mentioned in the Bible was the Israelites have left Egypt for not too long.
亚玛力人来到利非丁和以色列人征战。
So Amalek was fighting Israel in Rephidim.
那时摩西就叫约书亚选出人来出去和亚玛力人征战。
So Moses told Joshua to choose men to fight against the Amalekites.
我想这个是以色列人天生头一回与人面对面的征战。
I think this is the first time ever that the people of Israel had face-to-face combat with people.
我想他们很多人以前可能打过架啊，但是从来没有打过仗。
Maybe they have fist fights before, but they've never been in war before.
所以这些人都是不会打仗的人，所以我想摩西叫约书亚出来做的这件事情绝对不是一件好差事。
Because they've not, you know, people who are war, you know, knowing how to fight in a war, to be told to be the person who's going out to pick the people to fight the war is not a good task.
何况约书亚那个时候只是一个无名小辈。
At the time, Joshua was a nobody.
他只不过是一个少年人。
He was a young man at the time.
他也没有一个有名望的父亲。
He didn't have a father who has a very great reputation.
因为圣经说约书亚只是以法莲支派中嫩的儿子。
The Bible only said that Joshua was the son of Nun from the tribe of Ephraim.
甚至在第一次数点百姓的时候，他都不是以法莲支派的族长。
So much so that the first time when God was numbering his people, he was not even the head of the tribe of Ephraim.
所以换句话说，他都不是负责弟兄。
In other words, he's not a responsible brother.
他实在来说，他没有责任，也没有义务要出来，能够来与亚玛力人征战。
To put it seriously, he has no responsibility, nor should he be obligated to stand out to fight the Amalekites.
但约书亚他有一颗不怕吃亏的心，不计较自己的得失。
However, Joshua has the heart who doesn't mind getting the short end of the stick, and he doesn't care what happens to he himself.
他就起来照着摩西的话来与亚玛力人征战。
Therefore, he arose according to the words of Moses, and he started to fight the Amalek.
其实我们都很熟悉这一场著名的征战。
And we're all very familiar with this famous battle.
因为从这场征战中，我们也记住了什么叫做山上的样式。
Because from that battle, we also know what is the pattern on the mount.
我们都清楚地明白了征战的成败在于山上摩西的举手。
We all know that the determining factor of whether they won the war or not was that the fact that Moses lifted his hands.
好像约书亚在这里，他好像没有什么功劳。
It's almost like Joshua was given no credit here.
我们不少时候往往缺乏这种不肯吃亏或者甘愿吃亏的心。
A lot of times we don't have this heart that is willing to get the short end of the stick.
但约书亚，我们看到他并没有受伤。
However, we see that Joshua was not hurt.
他并没有被绊倒，反而后来愿意成为摩西的帮手。
And he was also not stumbling, and he subsequently became the attendant of Moses.
由于约书亚有这样一个甘愿吃亏的心，其实他也经历过吃亏。
And not only did he have a willingness to get the short end of the stick, he actually has actually received the shorter end of the stick.
主就在暗中报答他，他在这件看似吃亏的事上学到了一个祷告的功课。
So in hiddenness, God recompensed him, and he learned the lesson of prayer.
因为当日后他带领以色列百姓加迦南地与亚摩利人征战的时候
Because sometime later he was leading the Israelites against the Amorites
约书亚就祷告耶和华
Joshua prayed to the Lord God
这个祷告在圣经中被记载是这样说这日以前这日以后耶和华听人的祷告没有像这日的
The Bible recorded Joshua's prayer in this manner, and there was no day like this before or after it when the Lord listened to the voice of a man.
如果约书亚没有在当时甘愿吃亏的学习，他就不会经历到祷告得胜。
If on that day Joshua wasn't willing to get the short end of the stick, he wouldn't have learned the lesson of this prayer.
我们是不会觉得我们每个礼拜五都来查经。
Do we feel that every Friday we come to Bible study?
我们礼拜六都花时间来晨更。
Every Saturday morning we go to morning watch.
我们礼拜三都来教会来祷告是吃亏的事情。
And every Wednesday we come to a prayer meeting. It's we're getting the short end of the stick.
其实我完全可以把这些时间跟精力做许多其实更有成效的事情。
We can put all this time and this effort to do something that would be more productive.
就算如此，愿意主给我们一个甘愿吃亏的心来学习。
Even so, may the Lord give us this heart that is willing to get the short end of the stick and learn and willing to learn.
主会在暗中来报答我们，让我们能够更多的能够经历他。
And the Lord will recompense us in hiddenness so that we can experience Him more and more.
约书亚不仅有一颗愿意学习的心，一颗甘愿吃亏的心。
Not only did Joshua possess a heart willing to learn and a heart willing to take the short end of the stick,
而且他也有一个愿意暴露自己不足、愿意接受指正的心。
He also has a heart that is willing to expose his own shortcomings and to receive correction.
约书亚在旷野中的经历，在圣经中被记载下来的其实不是很多。
There were not much description in the Bible about Joshua's experiences in the wilderness.
其中他说过的话。在旷野当中被记载下来的更少，只有两次。
The Bible only recorded twice about the words he actually had spoken.
当我们来读的时候，我们发现他唯一被记载下来的这两次话都是他说的错话。
And we noticed that these two times when his words were being recorded were all wrong words that he said.
在第一次是摩西啊，是跟摩西在山上的时候，他听到的声音。这个显出约书亚是非常没有经验。
The one time he heard the voice in the mountain and it exposed his inexperience.
第二次我们都很熟悉，在民数记当中，摩西设立70个长老的时候，那时候由圣灵降在另外两个人身上的时候，约书亚就不高兴。
The second instance was recorded in Numbers. There were 7 elders that were being established, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and 2 of them started to prophesy, and Joshua was not happy.
所以约书亚看见了，就对摩西说：“请我主摩西禁止他们。”
When Joshua saw this, he said to Moses, "Moses, my Lord, restrain them."
结果反而受到摩西的责备。摩西说：“你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？”
However, Moses actually rebuked Joshua, and he said, "Are you jealous of them because of me?"
从人的本性上来说，我们都愿意把我们好的一面表现出来，我们都不愿意让我们的不足或者短处暴露在别人的面前。
From the human perspective, we all want to not expose our own shortcomings before men.
所以我们都会 很会隐藏我们的自己。
Therefore, we're very good at hiding our shortcomings.
我们都知道多做多错，少做少错，不做不错。
So we know that the more you do, the more mistakes you'll commit, and the less you do, the less mistakes you'll make. And if you do nothing, you'll make no mistakes.
但是一个不愿意暴露自己不足的人，是很难在学习当中他有长进。
However, for someone who is not willing to expose your own shortcomings, it is hard for you to progress in this learning process.
相反，如果我们愿意显出我们自己的不足，就能来帮助我们认识我们的自己，认识我们的主。However,
if we're willing to be to have our shortcomings exposed, it could help us know ourselves and know our Lord.
前几个主日，我们弟兄提到撒该的故事。A
couple of Sundays ago, our brother mentioned Zacchaeus.
撒该如果不愿意在众人面前暴露他自己的矮小，不愿意爬到树上去。
Now, if Zacchaeus wasn't happy to expose his own small stature and is not willing to climb up the tree,
他就看不到主耶稣，他就没有那天他所经历的。
Then he would not have seen the Lord Jesus, and he would not have experienced what he experienced that day.
在我们的查经当中，我们是不是不愿意分享，因为我们怕分享错？
When we are in our Bible studies, are we afraid to share because we may share the wrong thing?
如果我们在祷告的当中不敢开口，是不是怕我们祷告了不好？
In our prayer meetings, we dare not pray because we may not pray well.
让我们珍惜这每一次学习的机会。Let's
treasure every single learning opportunity.
耶稣呀，不仅愿意暴露和看到自己的不足，而且他也愿意接受指正。
Not only is Joshua being willing to have his shortcomings exposed, he's also willing to be corrected.
其实那一次他并不是为自己而嫉妒人，而是为摩西的缘故。
That time in Numbers, he wasn't jealous of other people because of he himself. He was jealous on behalf of Moses.
当摩西来指正他的时候，他可以完全的接受，没有因为受了摩西的指正。
However, when Moses corrected him, he accepted the correction 100%. He did not submit to Moses again because of the correction.
耶稣呀，正因为有这样一颗愿意暴露自己不足、愿意接受指正的心的时候，
Precisely because Joshua has this heart to be willing to be exposed of his shortcomings and to receive correction,
他就学到了什么是在失败中经历主的得胜。
He learned how to experience God's victory in failure.
当约书亚率领以色列百姓进入迦南的时候，他面对了亚干犯罪，在爱城的失败的时候。
When Joshua was leading the people of Israel into Canaan, he experienced the failure of the band by Achan and the failure of the city of Ai.
他就知道回到神的面前，在耶和华的约柜前面俯伏在地。
He knew to go into the presence of the Lord and to prostrate himself in the presence of God before the covenant of the Ark of the Covenant.
他暴露自己的软弱，接受神的对付。
He is willing to be exposed of his shortcoming and he is willing to be dealt with by God.
所以他就可以从失败跟软弱当中能够出来，能够带领以色列人百姓。
Therefore, he can walk out of his failure and his weakness, and he could lead the people of Israel victory to victory.
约书亚他有一个美好的灵，圣经说他心中有圣灵。
Joshua has a beautiful spirit, and the Bible says that he has the Holy Spirit in his heart.
约书亚不仅被呼召，而且他愿意在神面前有这样一个学习。
Not only was Joshua willing to be called, he is also willing to learn before God.
他愿意有这样一颗愿意学习、愿意甘心吃亏的心。
He also has this heart to willing to learn. He's willing to get the short end of the stick.
一个愿意暴露自己不足、愿意接受对付的这样一个心。
He's willing to be exposed of his own shortcomings and to be willing to be dealt with by God.
这样的人，神就能在他身上不断的制作、做挖深的工作。
Therefore, for a person like him, God can do his deeper work and to make him mold him.
最后，约书亚最终能够被神来拣选，来接替摩西，带领以色列人进入迦南。
Finally, Joshua was the one who was chosen by God to replace Moses to lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
能够成为传递见证火炬的人。
He was the one who was passing the torch of the testimony.
在约书亚记的最后一章，约书亚离世前，圣经记载说，
In the last chapter in the book of Joshua, when he was about to leave the world, the Bible said,
他说到耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚。
It talks about Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of Moses.
神最终称约书亚是他的仆人。
God finally called Joshua his servant.
约书亚最终能被神制作，从摩西的帮手成为耶和华的仆人。
So, because Joshua was willing to be made and molded, therefore he turned from the attendant of Moses to the servant of the Lord God.
今天神把我们每一个人带进他的学校，让我们来学基督。
Today, every one of us is being led into the school of Christ to learn Christ.
是为着主能够来制作我们，是为着主能够得到一个合他用的器皿。
It is for the purpose so that God can make us and mold us to get a vessel that is useful to Him.
神愿意在我们每个人身上，他在每一个器皿身上来花功夫。
God wants to spend effort on every one of us, in every vessel.
他从来没有因为我们的无心，我们混的光景而放弃我们。
He never forsakes us because of our condition of just wanting to cruise along and that we have no heart for Him.
他一直在等待我们能像约书亚一样在他面前来学习。
He's continuously waiting for us to be like Joshua, to be willing to learn before him.
为了最终他能够得到这样一个器皿来成就他的旨意，能够来成为他的见证。
He's waiting for someone who can get a vessel like this to fulfill his testimony.
当神能够多得到这样一个器皿，他是何等的满足。
When the Lord God can gain a vessel such as this, He is so satisfied.
他可以来称我们是他的仆人。
He can call us servant of God.
我们记得主在地上最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候。
We know that when the Lord went to Jerusalem the last time on this earth.
他在一个村子里有一匹驴驹是从来没人骑过的。
There was a colt in this village that has never been ridden upon.
当门徒对他的主人说主要用他的时候，
When the disciples said to the master of the colt, the Lord has need of it.
他们就可以把这匹驴驹牵到耶稣那里。
They were willing to bring the colt to the Lord, to Jesus.
让耶稣骑上进到圣城当中。
And Jesus could ride the colt into the holy city.
我相信在那地方有许多匹驴驹。
I believe that in that place there were many, many colts.
但主知道在那里有这样一匹驴驹。
However, the Lord knew of this particular colt.
他好像就在那里预备着，等着那一天听到主说主要用他。
It's as if it was waiting for the calling of the Lord to say, I have need of you.
他可以立刻让主骑上，让主进到圣城当中。
And immediately the colt is able to let the Lord ride him to go to into the holy city.
今天我们愿意让这幅画面能够来激励我们。
Today we would like this image to constrain us.
让我们能够来答应主的呼召。
So that we can answer the Lord's calling.
神在那一天呼唤人说你在哪里。
On that day the Lord God was saying, Where are you?
历世历代有许多的圣徒都起来能回答主说我在这里。
Throughout all generations, there are many, many generations of saints who say that here I am.
让我们今天我们在这里，我们也有一群人能够来答应主这样一个呼召。
Today, may we also have a people here who can answer the calling of the Lord in this manner.
能够愿意在基督里学习。
And we're willing to learn of Christ.
盼望有一天能够被主用。
And then we hope that one day we can be used by the Lord.
能够成为被主骑的驴驹。
So that we can be that colt that is being ridden by the Lord.
成为主见证的器皿。
To become the vessel of the testimony of the Lord.
让主得到荣耀。
May the Lord gain the glory.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是有何等恩典的一位神。
You are such a God of such grace.
你在很多很多年前，你在园中来呼唤人。
In many many years ago in the garden, you were calling for men.
说你在哪里
？And you called out and asked, "Where are you?"
你今天在我们当中，你有同样这样一个呼召。
Today in our midst, you have the same calling.
你在哪里
？Where are you?
我们 都愿意了起来，能够来答应这样呼召。
We all decided to arise to answer to this calling.
我们能够愿意说，我在这里。
We all decided to say, here we are.
我们愿意来起来，能够来跟随你，做你的门徒。
We decided to arise to become your disciples.
我们愿意服在你的手中，能够来愿意来学习。
We decided to submit ourselves into your hands and to learn of you.
我们来求你赐给我们这样一个甘愿吃亏的心。
We implore you to give us a heart that is willing to take the shorter end of the stick.
愿意赐给我们一颗愿意暴露我们自己不足，愿意接受对付这样的心。
Grant us a heart that is willing to be exposed of our own shortcomings and to have a heart that is willing to be corrected.
我们何等愿意我们自己能够被主来制作。
How we desire to be made and molded by you, by the Lord.
当那一天主说主要用他的时候
On that day when the Lord said to him I have need of him
我们真的是能够成为一个合乎主用的我们在这里来预备主来使用
And as a result we're preparing ourselves for that day when we become a vessel useful to the master
我们求你这样一个爱来一直的激励我们
We entreat that you will constrain us with your love
在我们身上做那更深的工作
so that you can do your deeper work in our hearts
让我们能够来成为你的见证让你能够来得到荣耀
so that we can become your testimony so that you can gain the glory
感谢我们的主奉主的名祷告
we thank the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray Amen.